2-3 p.m. And Clubhouse, I'm just going to say, isn't going to do community dinner because we are.
Wake up! Wake up, wake up, wake up! Up you wake, up you wake, up you wake, up you wake! This is Mr. Senior Love Daddy, your voice of choice, the world's only 12-hour strong man on the air, here on We Love Radio 108 FM, the last on your dial, but first in your heart, and that's the truth, Root. Here I am, am I here? You know it, you know. This is Mr. Senior Love Daddy doing the nasty to your ears to the nasty. Eyes only play the platters that matter, the matters they platter. And that's the Taruk Root.
From the heart of Bed-Stuy, you're listening to We Love Radio.
Doing the yin and the yang, the hip and the hop, the stupid fresh thing, the flippity flop. Oh! I have today's forecast for you. Hot! The color for today is black. That's right, black, so you can absorb some of these rays and save that heat for winter. So you want to get on out there, wear that black, and be involved. Also, today's temperature is going to rise up over 100 degrees, so that's a Jerry Curl alert. That's right, Jerry Curl alert. If you have a Jerry Curl, stay in the house, or you'll end up with a permanent plastic helmet on your head forever.
Hi, it's Shannon,
Emily,
and Hannah, and you're listening to 90.7 FM
WGXC
ACRA.
Wave Farms WGXC 90.7 FM thanks our volunteer programmers and their dedication to bringing interesting, exciting, engaging, and important programming to our airwaves. We thank all of our underwriters, one-time and monthly supporters, folks with
God's gonna do it. Don't know when it's gonna
be set.
Come on, come on. I'm depending on him. He's
do it like you can. Can't nobody fix it like you can. Fix it, Jesus. Fix it, Jesus.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
I need a deliverance.
Do it.
I need a healing.
Do it.
I need a way out.
Do it.
I'm tired of waiting, Lord. Come on, Jesus.
Do it.
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 Right now.
Do it.
Right now.
Do it.
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 Woo.
Victory.
I've got the victory.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Beloved, it's all about victory, getting victory in Jesus. Yes, Lord, yes, give us victory. Do it, Lord, you can do it. Ah, praise God, beloved. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. So glad you're here. Wouldn't want to be anywhere else than here with you right now. But this is the bright side. There is a bright side somewhere. It's right here with me right now on WGXC. I pray that it is well with you and yours. And if you're going through a little something, something, or even a big something, I pray that you know that God is able to carry you through and that he can fix it for you. Just hold on in there. Hang in there. Don't quit in the dip. That's why we here. We are here to bring you words with the message that'll move and minister to the mind, the heart, and the soul. Will he do it? Yes, he will. Victory. That was Brenda Waters and company with Victory. And we've got five songs back to back. Yes, we do. 27 minutes of music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. So you don't go nowhere. I hope you'll stay right here with me on WGXC. We've got coming up This Battle, It's Not Yours. That's Jolanda Adams telling us the same story that I'm saying for all of us today. This battle ain't ours. It belongs to the Lord. Victory belongs to Jesus. Brother Todd Delaney gonna tell us about that. Nobody like you, Sister Miranda Curtis. Yahweh, Mr. E. Daniels, and you never lost a battle, Miss C.C. Winans. Yes, beloved, this battle is not yours. Victory belongs to Jesus. Nobody like you, Yahweh. You never lost a battle. We've got the music for you, beloveds, right here, right now on WGXC. So let's do this journey together. Let's do it in power. Let's do it in faith. Let's do it for victory. How about that? No quit in the dip. We're overcomers. Beloved, the battle is not yours.
He cannot heal. such an easy thing for you to do. Your hand is moving right now. You are still showing up at the tomb of every Lazarus. Your voice is calling me out. And right now, I know you're able. And my a new wind is blowing right now. Oh, yeah. Breaking my heart of stone, taking over like hysterical. And my walls are all crashing down. But right now, I know you're able. And my
the Lord, no one can, and no one will. Who will stand against our King? No one can, no one will. Oh, oh, oh. Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to Him.
Yes, God.
Oh, 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 oh. Victory belongs to Jesus.
Victory belongs to her. You say, who cares?
Who can stand against the Lord?
Nobody, nobody.
No one can.
No one.
No one.
Yeah. Who can stand? Said victory belongs to him. We raise up a sound. Victory belongs to him. Said it belongs to the King of Glory.
Tower. strong tower makes me safe.
Who wouldn't serve a God like this? Who wouldn't? Who wouldn't? Try Jesus, healer, savior, deliverer, friend, redeemer, provider, defender, protector. Oh, my Lord, who wouldn't serve a God like this? To know him is to love him, beloved. Can I get a witness? Can I say amen? Amen again. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. I don't care what nobody say. I read something about perpetual optimist or optimism, but listen, I'd rather live in that space. I'd rather keep my head in that space, right? Look into the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. Hallelujah. He may work through a man or a woman, a boy or a girl. Make work in the natural, the supernatural, whatever he want to do, how he going to do it. He going to show up. That's why I love him so. This is the bright side. There's a bright side somewhere. It's right here, right now with me on WGXC Acra, WGXC 90.7 FM, Hudson, Catskill, New York, and beyond. WGXC.org online. You can find every Sunday morning from 8:02 to 9, The Bright Side with Pastor Kim. All right? And so y'all, come on, tell somebody, tell a family, tell a friend. Let them join in. There's the bright side somewhere, beloved. I've seen him do it. Hallelujah. When it's dark, it's okay. The light is still there, and just a little light pierces the darkness. So I thank God for the light of Christ shining in our hearts today. Got more music for you. Yahweh with E. Daniels and You Never Lost the Battle, Miss Cece Winans. And then after that, I will come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. Yahweh, nobody like you.
Hey. is moving right now. You are still showing up at the tomb of every Lazarus. Your voice is calling me out. And right now, I know you're able. And my God, come through again. You can do all things. You can do all things. But fail, 'cause you never lost a battle. No, you never lost a battle. And I know, you never will. Everything's possible by the power of the Holy Ghost. A new
the battle, and I know you never will. Amen. Somebody say amen again. Oh, bless his holy name. Well, beloved, I'm back with my spiritual social commentary for today. And oh my Lord, you know, if you watch all the things on the YouTube or on the mainstream media channels, the news reports, if you read all the headlines and the things that are popping up on your smartphones, ooh, Lord, it could get your head to spinning. And guess what, beloved? That's even by design. So we're going to stand up and stand against that, right? We got the power of the dial. We got the power of the thumb and the index finger, whatever finger you got, your nose, to shut it off. All right. If it gets too much for you, just shut it off, because God never lost a battle. How about that? You know, beloved, tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day. March 17th. Happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody. It is believed to be the day that Bishop Patrick passed on from life to eternal life, and that's why we're still celebrating St. Patrick. St. Patrick is not just a name on a holiday. He was a man of deep faith, relentless courage, and unwavering devotion to God. He was born in Britain in the late 14th century, 17 centuries ago. He was kidnapped as a teenager by Irish raiders and sold into slavery in Ireland. But like Joseph in the book of Genesis, in the 50th chapter, learned and taught his jealous and murderous brothers what the enemy meant for evil, God used for good. In his captivity, Patrick turned to God in prayer, drawing close to him in his suffering. I say that again. He drew close to God in his suffering. That's what suffering can do for you. It can bring you close to God. For some people, it turns them away from God. But for other people, you realize that there's no place else to go. There's no other help, no other hope. Did you know? You've tried everything else. Then you try the Lord. Amen, somebody? Well, one night, Patrick heard God's voice calling him to escape. And by God's providence, he found his way home, back to Britain. But instead of staying where it was safe, Patrick later returned to the very land of his captivity, Ireland. Not for revenge, but to bring the message of Christ's love and salvation. He became a missionary, leading thousands of Irish people to faith in Jesus Christ. Patrick's life, it was marked by humility, obedience, and a deep love for God. He did not seek after wealth or fame or pleasure. He sought to do God's will. He preached the gospel, established churches, and stood firm against pagan practices. He is said to have used the shamrock to explain the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Did you know that? And to those who had never heard of the one true living God. A popular legend claims he drove all the snakes out of Ireland, though this is likely a symbolism for removing pagan influences from the culture in the country. He was not a man of excess and indulgence or self-gratification. He was a man of sacrifice and service. Today, St. Patrick's Day is often associated with drunkenness, wild parties, and indulgences. The world has taken the name of a godly man and attached it to behavior that contradicts everything he stood for. And you know, beloved, the Bible warns against such things. In Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 18, it says, "Do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit." And in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 31 says, "So whether you eat or drink, whatever you do, do all to the glory of God." Would St. Patrick, a man who loved and served God with all his heart, want to be remembered with excessive drinking and revelry, boisterous revelry? No. People who truly want to honor his legacy want to do so in a way that reflects his mission and heart for God. Honoring St. Patrick in a way that honors him and honors God, instead of engaging in traditions that distort his legacy, there are ways we can honor him in a way that honors God. That can commit to prayer and seeking God like Patrick did. He spent hours in prayer while in captivity. And like St. Patrick did, praying for revival and praying for the work for saving the souls of the lost and praying for the salvation of Ireland. We can pray and pray for the lost today and pray for revival in our nation. Pray for the salvation of our nation. Like St. Patrick, we can embrace the spirit of obeying the Great Commission of Jesus Christ, who said, Go and share the gospel with those around. Instead of merely wearing green, we can be bold in our faith and share Christ's love. We can live a life of forgiveness and grace like St. Patrick, who returned to the very people who enslaved him and brought them the message of salvation. Who in our lives do we need to forgive? Who needs to hear the gospel from us? We can serve like St. Patrick did. Instead of spending the day in self-indulgence, we can serve others, and we can volunteer, help a neighbor, support a missionary, support a ministry, do something that reflects Patrick's heart for God and people. St. Patrick's life was one of faith, sacrifice, and obedience to God's calling. Let us not reduce his legacy to a day of drinking and meaningless celebration, but instead let us honor his memory by following his example, praying fervently, sharing the gospel boldly, forgiving freely, and living in alignment with the teachings and commandments of Jesus Christ. Let us remember Patrick's greatest joy was not in earthly pleasures, but in knowing Christ and making him known. May that be joy for us this St. Patrick's Day. Oh, we pray, Heavenly Father, thank you for the life and example of St. Patrick. Help us to honor his legacy, not with loud, boisterous, empty celebrations, but by following in his footsteps of faith, obedience, and love for you and for people. Give us boldness to share your gospel, your grace, the grace to forgive. Help us, O God, to have a heart that seeks after you and after those who are lost. That's my spiritual social commentary on this Sunday before St. Patrick's Day. What would St. Patrick do? And this, beloved, is where we look for the bright side in it all. There's a bright side somewhere. Yes, beloved, St. Patrick found it through prayer. We got more music for you, for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Hallelujah, salvation and glory. We praise the same God St. Patrick praised 17 centuries ago. Hallelujah, the God who helped him deliver from slavery and be a leader of the gospel message. Hallelujah, salvation and glory. Wisdom and honor belong to our God. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Salvation and glory. Honor and power to the Lord our God. For the Lord our God is mighty. The Lord our God is omnipotent. Lord our God, he is wonderful. We say hallelujah, hallelujah,
Yay, beloved. Oh, I found it to be true. He's a wonder-working God, a miracle-working God. He is wonderful. Yes, beloved, he is wonderful. And some wonderful things are happening all around. We look for those. We look for those. The Second Baptist Church is honoring and celebrating their pastor, Reverend Dr. Chanel Turpin, on this morning, 10:30 a.m. at the Second Baptist Church on Main Street in Catskill, New York. Congrats to Reverend Dr. Chanel Turpin and the Second Baptist Church. The Payne AME Church will be celebrating Men and Women's Day at 3 p.m. at 6 High Street in Chatham at the Payne AME Church. Wishing you all a safe and a happy and a blessed St. Patrick's Day on tomorrow. March 22nd, Saturday at 11:30 a.m., the Citizens Crisis Readiness and Disaster Preparedness course will be presented by Overcomer Ministries International Church, the Columbia County Emergency Management Services, the National Guard, under the auspice of the Homeland Security Office. Pre-registration is required. And you can register and call by calling 518-653-2008. We're recruiting for the National Day of Prayer, which is May 1st. And if you want more information about that, also at 518-653-2008. Leave a message. Someone will get back to you on this Tuesday on the WGXC Tuesday Afternoon Show with Pastor Kim. We're celebrating Women's History Month again. Our History Month, Women's History Month edition will have history makers and movers and shakers, our six-term elected Assemblywoman Dee Dee Barrett, twice elected Columbia County Undersheriff Jacqueline Salvatore, and the Hudson Police Department Police Chief Mershonda Franklin will be my guests. Tune in at 4:10 till 6 p.m. and hear what we have got to share. You can leave comments up to 3 minutes at 518-622-2598. 518-622-2598. Your comments may be played on air. We want to hear back from you. Get some feedback. I love it when you tell me that you love what we do, and I really would like to hear from you. Any ideas, suggestions that you might have that will help us to serve you better or you more. You can find out more information about Pastor Kim and Overcoming Ministries International Church and God Belongs in Our County and other great things going on at our website at www.omichurch.com. In closing, I just want to let you know that we're praying for you. We pray for the sick and the shut-in, lost and the lonely, the confused, the depressed, the stressed, the grieving, the bereaved. Want you to know we are praying for you. If you do not have a personal relationship with God the Father through Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son, who sacrificed His life and paid the price, you can have that relationship brand new today when you ask for it. My prayer is that you never quit in the dip, no matter how dark the clouds may be or how gray the day. The sun is still there. The light of the sun is always shining. There is a bright side somewhere. Hang on in there, and to God be the glory. Happy birthday, March babies. Happy anniversary to all you March lovers. We love you, but God loves you more. He loves you best, and He loves you better than all the rest. Let the church say amen. Listen, beloved, we got some more music for you as we get ready to leave up out of here. And till we meet or speak again, God bless you and keep you is my prayer. Victory, victory, Mr. Vashawn Mitchell and friends. That's how we going out today.